Welcome to another Vantage Points Flashback, where we highlight personalities, places, and opportunities in history, the stories that shape us as a region. Thank you, Municipal Councils of Southwest Manitoba and Manitoba Heritage, for supporting our work. Sankey explores the world. Gazing across the prairie, I see the ripple of ocean waves in the distance. It's the sun playing tricks on me as it warms the prairie landscape, but still, it reminds me of younger years, days of adventure on the high seas. My name is Charles Sankey. I'm 36 years old, but have lived a life of adventure that many can only dream of. My first sea voyage was to China and Australia with the Merchant Marines out of London. I was only 16. Shortly after, I was called to join the Cutty Sark, a clipper. You might remember the Cutty Sark. She's famous for tales of mutiny and murder. It was one of the most thrilling and disastrous voyages of my life. Our captain, James Wallace, was a kind-hearted man. He'd let me, a senior apprentice, steer the ship from time to time. What a thrill to feel the surge of power under full sail. We'd take flight with the wind, and it'd be all hands on deck. Yes, Captain Wallace was a good man. But our first mate, Sidney Smith, he was another matter. A relentless slave driver, that one. We were on our way to Indonesia with a load of tea when the trouble began. Blows between Smith and one of the deckhands resulted in a murder. We all knew it was the first mate, but suddenly he disappeared. It became clear that Captain Wallace had helped Smith escape. We were ordered to proceed to Japan, but we refused. The crew threatened mutiny. The captain realized then that in helping a murderer escape, he'd be investigated and held responsible. Captain Wallace up and added to the drama by throwing himself overboard. We scrambled to lower a boat to find him, but the number of shark fins in the frothy water spoke to Captain Wallace's grisly fate. We returned to Indonesia, but from there things got worse. The Cutty Sark acquired a ruthless captain and an outbreak of cholera. A full-scale mutiny almost landed me in chains. After a long and tense voyage, we finally docked in New York. Ah, solid ground. I said goodbye to the Cutty Sark and took a train to Toronto to join my family. They'd just immigrated from Ireland. I followed my brother to Boisvane and took up raising cattle. Beautiful country, but just a bit too uneventful for my blood. Wanderlust still tugs at me. I might head up to Alaska. I hear there's gold to be found in the Yukon. Betty Swatsky and I adapted Sankey Explores the World from a story written for Vantage Points 3. Vantage Points is a 5-book series of stories about the layers of history in Southwest Manitoba. All stories in this radio series can be found at discoverwestman.com/community. Please learn about the Turtle Mountain Surface Plains Heritage Association and talk with us. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. See you later.